Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We praise the Lord. We praise the Lord. God is worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be glorified. He's worthy to be honored. And we bless him. Praise the Lord, friends, neighbors, sisters and brothers, partners. Thank God for all of you that are listening to this Cinchcast and to this recording. We thank God for all of you. This is, of course, Anne-Marie McQueen with McQueen Universal Ministries saying a big God bless you. I'm glad you're here. Hallelujah. I thank God for those of you who take the time to write in and just let us know that you're listening. Let us know that you're enjoying what we're doing and that God is blessing you and changing your lives. I thank God for you. It is very encouraging. It's a great blessing. Please continue to do so. Those of you who haven't done it before, I encourage you to let us know how you're being blessed with the broadcast. Glory to God. Come on, let's pray. Then we're going to jump into the word of the Lord together. It's so good to know that God has given us this medium for us to get together and break the bread of life, which is the word of God. Father, we thank you. You're so good to us. We give you the glory, all the honor, and certainly all of the praise just for your goodness, your kindness, your love towards us. Oh God, we do bless you. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. From deep down inside, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we praise you, Master. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. You're so good to us. We give you the praise. Hallelujah. You are merciful and a kind Savior. And we thank you for being real. Hallelujah. Lord God, as we go into the word now, give us revelation, knowledge, and full understanding of your will and your mind for this word in Jesus' name. Amen. I thank God tonight for what he's laid on my heart. It's such a blessing. It's a subject that's very close to my heart. And it's a subject entrenched in prayer. I love to teach on prayer and engage in prayer and to talk about prayer. It's just a blessing. And the reason that this particular subject just thrills me, it's a passion of mine, is because of what I've read in Scripture. And I'm going to read you this portion of Scripture and believe God that it will move on you the way it moved on me when I read it many, many years ago. The Bible says in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 34, that's the very last chapter, hallelujah, glory to God. In verse number 10, it says, there arose not a prophet since in Israel like unto Moses, whom the Lord knew face to face. I love that portion of Scripture. The Bible said that the Lord knew Moses face to face. He knew him face to face. It also says it in the book of Deuteronomy still. If you jump with me over the chapter number 5, you're going to see it again. In chapter 5, verses 4 and 5, this is what the Bible says over here. I want you just to hear the scripture. It says, glory to God, the Lord talked with you face to face in the mount. Out of the midst of the fire, I stood between the Lord and you at the time to show you the word of the Lord. For you were afraid by reason of the fire and went not up unto the mount, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. And then, you know, the verses continue. But this is when the Lord spoke face to face with Israel. Hallelujah. And that's a great blessing. Let's continue to look at Scripture. Exodus chapter 33, verse 11. Exodus chapter 33, verse 11. And as I read, I want you just to get it in your spirit and think, you know, what is it that we're about to embark on? Exodus chapter 33, verse 11 says, and the Lord spake unto Moses face to face. Glory to God, as a man speaketh unto his friend. And he turned again into the camp. But his servant Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, departed not out of the tabernacle. I like these portions of the scriptures. It also says it in Numbers chapter 12, verse 8, that God spoke to Moses mouth to mouth. I love this portion of scripture because it's what I read many years ago that inspired me to see that God does speak to people. Hallelujah. He has a mouth and he does speak. It's interesting. There are people that are serving statues and those statues can't speak back. They have mouths, but they don't speak. But our God has a mouth and our God can speak. Hallelujah. Speak to people as he spoke to Moses. Hallelujah. In the New Testament, now we get in the book of John, the Bible says that my sheep hear my voice. That would be you and I that have been born again. He said we hear his voice. So again, we see God does speak. He speaks. He has power to speak. And if we listen to him, when we listen, we will hear him and hear him clearly. Amen. Glory to God. God does speak. He speaks to us and he wants us to hear him. He wants us to know him. And so the fact that God is speaking should tell us something. It tells us that God wants to communicate with us, that God wants to be with us. He wants to have communion and fellowship with us. Hallelujah. Is God lonely? I don't know. I know that he loves us and that he wants to be with us. I know the Bible says in the book of Exodus chapter 25 that when God told him to build a tabernacle, he said that I might dwell with you. He wants to dwell among us. Hallelujah. Sounds like God wants fellowship with mankind. And glory to God, he did a lot to make sure that even today we can have greater, better, more excellent fellowship than he did back in the Old Testament. Now the Bible tells us, Jesus said, I call you friends. Praise the Lord. And then the book of Romans says he called us brethren. We've been adopted by God the Father. Hallelujah. Our Father God has adopted us as his own children. Hallelujah to God. And so we see that God wants fellowship. And you think about this thing called Facebook that a lot of people, you know, are on. And Facebook is one of those mediums that you're able to get on. It's the world's largest social network. As far as I could see, I don't see any greater. And when I looked up some information on it, the last number they counted was that on Facebook, 1 billion people had logged in. 1 billion people were on Facebook. That's a lot of people, hallelujah, in our world that have chosen to join this social network. Why? So they can talk to people, so they can communicate with people. Obviously, it's a big deal for humankind to speak to people. They speak to people on there that they don't know. Speak to people that have things similar. Speak to people they vent. People have taken Facebook out to the limit, but you can say what you want to say, what you need to say, what you think you should say, and even some of what you shouldn't say. But they're talking to people, and people that might be lonely, this is a medium that they've been using just to reach out to people. Well, here we go. They can reach by using Facebook. They can come face to face with somebody. In other words, they get to talk to them. And, you know, they don't see them, but they get to talk to them. And I don't want you to think of the concept of talking to people you don't see and talking to people you don't know. You just kind of know that they're out there somewhere. Hallelujah. Well, if you can do that with Facebook, just think about Almighty God who made you and I. We can certainly talk to him. And we should talk to him. I would dare say a lot of things that we do talk on Facebook about to other people, we need to be talking to God Almighty, because certainly he has a word for us and he's got an answer for us. Send to God, what am I saying to you? I am saying to you that God wants to talk to you face to face. He wants to talk to you heart to heart. He wants to talk to you. He wants you to talk to him. He wants you to come and have fellowship with him. He wants you to come and tell him what happened and enjoy the day with him and spend time with him. You know, the way some people spend time on Facebook for hours at a time, God wants you and I to do the same thing and spending time with him and going forward with him. I tell you, this idea of being with God, glory to God, I want to encourage you that it's the best thing you could ever do. We ought to spend time with God. You know, fellowship is very important. Fellowship is important. And I would imagine that those 1 billion people are looking for some form of fellowship from one another. Here, there, and everywhere. The thought of having a friend, you know, they call them friends, way over in Japan is very exciting to somebody who might live in the United States or in Germany or in Mexico or wherever we might live. And so they choose to communicate through that medium. Well, I tell you, the Bible says that God has written his laws in our hearts and in our minds, and he put his spirit in us. Why? He's getting up close and personal. And it's because he wants to spend time with us. He wants to speak to us. He wants to hear from us. He wants to bless us. He wants us to walk in his glory and in his blessing. And I encourage you again, he wants to be face to face, up close and personal. That's what God wants. Now it said there arose not another prophet like Moses, whom God spoke to face. Well, that was for that time, at that time. But now, glory to God, we can speak to God face to face and heart to heart. We can speak to God at any time, anywhere. We don't have to wait for the mountain to quake. We don't have to wait for somebody else to speak in between us. We can speak for ourselves. I love that, don't you? I bless God for that. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve, that we can do this and have this kind of fellowship and communication with our God. I bless him for that. Hallelujah. And I encourage you, my sister and brother, to take the time to get face to face with God. Get up close and personal. Let him know your personal thoughts and ideas. I dare say, before you share some of those things on Facebook, share them with the master. Share it with the number one Facebook person. Share it with the one that more people are talking to than anywhere else. Share it with the one who created you, made you, and knows what you have need of. I thank God for his word, and I bless him for being real. Glory to God. From now on, my sister, my brother, take the time to remember God wants us face to face with him. In Jesus' name, Anne Marie McQueen, McQueen Universal Ministries. God bless you.